Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 8th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Masechta Megillah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Beis. Continuing talking about the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha of a Shul. Ein Mechrin Beis HaKnesses, we do not sell a shul, even a public shul, to another public organization, to another group of rabbim. Ella al Tanai Shem Yirtzo Yachziru. Rav Meir says, I can only sell a shul on the condition that if they want it back, they can take it back. So it should have that condition attached to show that they're not showing disrespect to their shul, as if they don't want it. The Chum say, no, you can sell a shul under an absolute contract without any conditions attached. And not only to a rabbin, but even to a yachid, even to an individual. And he can do with it what he wants, except for the following four things, says the Chachamim. Chutz me'arba'o dvarim. The following four uses, no. La merchatz cannot be used as a bathes, la bursuki, or a tannery, v'la tvila, or tobeling, a place of a mikveh, v'la vesa mayim, or for a urinal, or some say it means for a laundry. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is the most lenient. He says the owners of the shul, or the members of the shul, can sell it for a chotzer. They can sell it as a yard without specifying any particular use. What the buyer does with it, you don't have to worry. He can do what he wants. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda nor like Rabbi Meir. The halacha is like the chachamim. It can be sold unconditionally, but with a few exceptions. And they cannot be sold for those things we mentioned before. That would be degrading. Mishnah Gimel. Va'oido ma Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says further, Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, in a shul that's been in desolation. It's basically been destroyed. Ein maspidin v'soichai. You still don't make a haspid in it, even though it's in desolation. And this is for an ordinary haspid, for a person, a yochid. But if it's a hasped of rabbim, it's a hasped that affects the whole community. For example, one of the great members of the city, who all the people show their respect for, then even you can do that even in a Beis HaKnesses that's not in desolation, even if it's in workable use. Vein mafshilin b'soicha chavolim, says Rabbi Yehuda. Further, one cannot make ropes in it. Or really, you can't do other activities as well. They pick the ropes because that needs a lot of space, and the shuls were quite convenient for doing that malacha. Nevertheless, it's also to do it then, to do it there in the shul. Vein posin l'secha mitzudos, nor can one spread net traps to capture animals and birds. Vein shoitchin al gayo goy peres, nor can you spread over the roof of the shul fruits to dry them out. One can't make it into a shortcut to get from one place to another. Shenema, as it says, V'hashi Moisi an es mikdasheichem, I will lay in desolation your mikdasheichem, your temples. Mikdushoson af kishen shemin. So your temples keep their holiness, or your shuls, which are like a mini mikdash, they keep their holiness even when they're Shomemin, even when they are laid desolate. They're still called Mikdashechem, your holy places. Oluboy Asavim, if there was covered with grass and it's weeds growing all around the place, all in this rule, that's laid desolate. Lo Yislosh, don't pull them out. Mipnei Agnes Nevesh, because we want people to see the grass growing, and they shall pay and give attention to the shul and go and rebuild it. If you start making it look nice by taking out by removing the weeds, then people will not have that same, perhaps, rachbonus on the shul. The Gemara explains that when it says you can't pull it out, it means to pull it out in order to feed the animals with that grass. But to pull it out and leave it there on the spot, that's permitted, because that would still put people in a mood of Agmas Nefesh and make them think about rebuilding the shul.